Hello.
Hi, this is Kyle returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, could you tell me the name of your company?
Yes, ma'am. I work with a third-party call center that services many different companies and different products within those companies. So I wouldn't be able to tell you who I'm representing until I pulled up a record in my system of you. Would you
Great.
mind if I get a zip code from you to see if I can find you?
Okay, 34957.
34957. All right, thank you, ma'am. And what would be the first and last name at that zip code?
Pamela, first name Wolf, WOLF, Wolf.
All right, thank you, Miss. Are you Miss Pamela?
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Pamela. Let me see if I can find you here.
Okay. Let me just.
Okay, I do show an account under Pam,
Oh, good.
and I see
Good point.
here a billing address at Jensen Beach, Florida. Would you be able to verify the street address for me, just for security purposes?
Sure. 13827 South Indian River Drive.
All right, yes, ma'am. That is what I see here. Thank you for that. All right, and what is it
What's
that
the
you were calling
account?
about today?
To find out what this phone number represent, I mean, yeah, what company? Because I got two charges on my credit card, one on the November the 6th and one on November the 11th. And I wanted to see what I was getting charged for.
Okay.
What company does it is attached to that account with my name attached to it?
All right, I do see your transactions here. I do see on the 4th of November there was a $5.74 charge, and it was for a sweepstakes entry for a kitchen set.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's
Okay.
sweepstakes. I wasn't actually getting the item.
Yes, ma'am. It's a sweepstakes entry, and it enrolls you into a membership so that every month you get a better chance in the sweepstakes. So it starts out at like 1 in 1,000, and then goes to 1 in 500, and then down to 100, and then every month after that it's 1 in 25. But it is a
Wow.
membership to the sweepstakes, and that's what the 6732 that you were charged is. But included in that is a membership to our Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online gadget store that you get a voucher of $125 every month for to use on any in-store purchases.
You know, I guess the tough part is I don't know all that. I mean, none of that information was sent to me as I signed up for this, what I thought I was getting this item. Didn't realize it was a sweepstakes item. It actually said I would get it, and I was waiting in the mail, and then all of a sudden there was a new charge on my phone. I mean, on my credit card. I thought, what in the world? So I have no instructions about all that you're describing. I told them that my bank had just shut off this thing because I didn't know what in the world. I thought I was purchasing an item, and now I'm finding out it's a sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am. I do
Am I
apologize for
stuck?
the.
Can I get a refund on that? At least the $67. Can I get a refund?
What I can do is I can go ahead and offer you a 50% refund just for the misunderstanding, and I can credit that back to the card that was charged within 3 to 5 business days.
Only 50% of it, huh? Not all of it.
Yes, ma'am, because it does state in the terms and conditions on that website when you signed up for the sweepstakes that
That's right.
it does enroll you into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. And so the bank would find that these are valid charges. But if you don't mind holding for just 1 second, I'll see if there's anything else I can do for
Okay.
you.
Great. important. Guys, this is important. This phone call is important.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just making sure I'm looking all, through all my available options to what I can do for you.
I'm not bringing my bag.
Alrighty. All right, yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and get you that full refund on the most recent 6732 charge.
That would be so good.
All right.
Oh, that'd be so.
And it, like I said, it will be. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say I'm just too old to understand this other what all was on that website. So I appreciate your full refund.
No problem. I'm glad I could help you out today. I'm just going to go through your account one more time and make sure we have you canceled so that you won't be charged for any future fees or anything. And I will let you know that you have two valid payments. So you should have gotten two vouchers in your email worth $125 each to use on in-store purchases, and those are still valid even if I cancel your account today.
No, I never got anything like that.
All right. Would you like me to give you a support email address?
What kind of company? What kind of company would it be coming from? What name or whatever?
It's like a generic factory direct savings store, almost a little like Amazon. Many different people can list things, like different companies can list items on the store website. But the voucher that you get with the membership is good for any in store purchases and would not charge your card at all. You can just use the voucher.
I don't recall getting anything like that.
Well, I do have you canceled out.
You. I'm getting a full refund. Yeah, I appreciate you sending me a full refund because I haven't got anything related to this company.
Okay. So I do show that you were canceled out here, and the full the 6732 has been refunded and will show up in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like a cancellation number for your records?
Yes, hang on just a second.
All right.
Yeah. So first, make sure they use the card. Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 263. 195.
Okay.
651.
651 cancellation.
Alrighty.
Okay.
And is there anything
Thank
else
you.
I can help you with today?
Today is the 20th. All right. No, you've been a tremendous help. Help. I'm glad I got to work with you.
Well, thank you so much. That means so much to me, ma'am. I hope you have a wonderful day and happy holidays.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.